And now I'd like to welcome Kathleen Rogers, president of the Earth Day Network, to the Wildside News. Kathleen, welcome.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being on your show, and I'm looking forward to this.
Great. Well, you're well aware of the debate that's going on. I'm just curious what you've heard in the environmental community following this debate that was sort of launched in October before the election last year.
Well, I was actually in Hawaii at the Environmental Grantmakers Association meeting when there was the first presentation of this article, and I think a couple of things happened. The first is there's a segment of the environmental community that viewed part of what they said as so profoundly wrong that they decided to shoot back, if you will. And there's a certain amount of circling of the wagons with some members of the environmental community and a general denial that sort of anything they said was relevant or true or should result in some self-examination. And then there's a larger segment of the environmental community that I believe really view this as an opportunity to think about the issues that they raised. But I also would say that it's not as if any of the issues that were raised hadn't been thought of before. They were all put in a particular article, a lengthy article, at one time, and so it became a little bit of an indictment of the mainstream environmental community, when really many members of the environmental community had been thinking along the same lines.
So now let's bring it back to you and your thoughts.
Well, I think, you know, Earth Day Network's mission, by the way, this year is the 35th anniversary of Earth Day, so we're working very hard on a communications piece that reflects the last 35 years of the modern environmental movement. And it puts us in a unique position because we have 12,000 organizational network partners in 174 countries. So we hear a lot and do a lot in many different quarters of the world. And I think it is important to recognize that outside of the United States, for the most part, and particularly in the developing world, environmental organizations don't really have the luxury of just being environmental organizations. They are community development groups, sustainable development groups, women's groups, they're all rolled into one because they don't have that specialized, highly focused commitment. So, for example, in the United States, some groups work on wilderness, some groups work on endangered species. It's very focused on particular and sometimes narrow issues. So outside the U.S., it's a different model. And what we're hoping, and I think part of the result of this article, is that more and more people will recognize that environment really is much more, I mean, the general public, I hope they'll recognize that environment means much more than land conservation, endangered species protection, ecosystems management, all very important things, but that to be relevant and thriving and robust, we must focus on issues that impact ordinary people. And Earth Day Network's mission, both in the U.S. and outside the U.S., is to broaden the movement and to work with new partners, as we have been for the past couple of years with the NAACP and with ACORN and other groups that we feel bring diversity and a difference of opinion about what makes communities work. So we're drawing together a lot of really good thinking on sort of from the ground up. And that way we can build a more progressive, forward-thinking society than we have now in the U.S., one that's focused on environmental protection, but one that also recognizes that environment equals sound economic policies, environment equals your health, environment equals your quality of life, environment equals your schools, your housing. As you know, and I think in our previous conversations I've said this, I find it 35 years after the first Earth Day almost outrageous that we're spending so much money, billions and billions on bottled water when we spent $1 trillion+ to clean up our water. And that was one of the first things that really happened in a big way after the first Earth Day. And on the other hand, you have this sort of dichotomy in our society where 90% of people can consider themselves to be environmentalists but don't really understand the ramifications of driving singly to work or wasting natural resources, whatever the issue might be. So we definitely have a little bit of a schism in this country between what environment means and how we practice it.
I know some people have commented that part of the difficulty is just the association with the word environmentalist. and that there's some baggage there that is difficult for sort of a broad mainstream America to feel comfortable with.
I believe you're right, absolutely right. And I don't think it's a fault of our own. Certainly, we have many special interests within the environmental community, for example, endangered species or clean water or toxic cleanup. But it, I think we need to do a better job in our messaging and our framing of our issues before we're outgunned and outmaneuvered by people who know that we can be marginalized by just saying a few bad words. And so it's incumbent on us to look at articles like the one, The Death of Environmentalism, and polling and other things to find ways that we can make better alliances with different progressive organizations and movements, but not just stopping there. I mean, for example, we are reaching out to evangelicals to do an Earth Day Sunday this year, and Black Baptists and rabbis to do something, encourage people to do things in their home because Passover is the first day, is the day after Earth Day. But we're also talking to corporations and to middle-class Americans where we feel we have the most to gain by talking to them in terms that they recognize and appreciate.
So is environmentalism dead?
Oh, no. I Earth Day makes that so abundantly clear to me because we do big events and we're doing them all over the world this year in honor of Earth Day. But we are overwhelmed with regular, everyday people who aren't involved in movement building that are doing thousands, tens of thousands of small events or cleanups in this country, whether it's K-12 teachers or community groups or the Army or the National Park Service or a local park or a church group. People are doing environmental cleanup, community development actions every single day, and they use Earth Day in the most wonderful ways. And environmentalism isn't dead. I think, again, it's really related to how we counter in a productive way what the forces of evil, so to speak, would like the world to believe about what an environmentalist is. But you can't tell a K-12 teacher, a third grade teacher in Omaha, Nebraska, that she's not an environmentalist, or a fireman who's doing a cleanup of a riverbank in Austin, Texas, that he's not an environmentalist. And you can't tell a Baptist minister who makes an Earth Day sermon available to his congregation about ways a community can save themselves that environmentalism is dead. It's not.
Within the environmental community, which is kind of where this debate is taking place, it certainly doesn't seem to be reaching the mainstream very much. Not much in the environmental community reaches the mainstream these days, which is part of the problem. Within that community, how will this debate shape the future?
I think it can only help. Even those organizations that responded angrily to the article are facing and have actually already faced what it means to build broader alliances with groups other than other members of the environmental community. That was an ongoing activity that most groups who care about their future have already started to contemplate and put into action. I think there were some very, very interesting points raised in that article that we haven't collectively addressed and need to do so. Diversity is one, reaching to groups that over to groups that have seemingly nothing in common with us and building alliances. Now, the Apollo Project, which they mentioned a couple of times in the article, is a good example, but there are many, many others. I mean, the Apollo Alliance is a combination of environmental groups and unions. Well, that's been going on forever, and the same environmental groups that were indicted in that article are actually part of the Apollo Alliance. So in that sense, the article didn't really make any sense to me because you can't point to the Apollo Project as being forward-thinking, but at the same time not recognizing that what makes the Apollo Project real is the fact that I think at least 17 environmental groups, most of the big ones, had signed on to it over a year and a half ago. So using that as an example of what's right versus what's wrong with the mainstream environmental community is really a straw man because they're all part of the Apollo Alliance.
K-12 Kathleen, as you look at the 35th anniversary of Earth Day, what do you think is the key moment that you're hoping to achieve?
Well, that's a very important question. Our goal this year is to demonstrate the diversity of the environmental movement and also to demonstrate both nationally and globally that we are working on a broad set of issues, and that broad set of issues is the environment. And one of the ways we've done that is to go back not only to 1970 and what drew 20 million people out into the streets, but also look at the very sort of Webster's dictionary definition of environmentalism or environment, which is what surrounds you. And we are focused on what surrounds people, whether they're people, the urban poor, whether they're the middle class, whether they're in developing countries. Environment starts with what surrounds you. And if what surrounds you isn't healthy and isn't productive and isn't safe, then those are the issues that we're going to tackle. So for us, it's important for everybody to recognize that from the ground up, to build a global commons and a sense of responsibility for climate change or for dwindling water resources or for children's health, that we have to start at home. And it's easy to do because that is the definition of environment.
And for people who want to learn more about the Earth Day Network?
Well, we can start with logging onto our website, which has been extremely active for the last couple of months. It's amazing. We've had to minimize our graphics to take care of the traffic. But we're also launching a new website on March 1st, and there'll be a lot of information not only on events in communities that we're involved with, but I hope thousands of events that are taking place without any help from us at all. And we hope they'll all be there, both in the U.S. and globally, very soon.
So if people want to visit the virtual Earth Day Network, where should they go?
It's earthday.net or earthday.org.
Very good. Well, Kathleen Rogers, president of the Earth Day Network, I want to thank you so much for giving your thoughts about this important moment in the environmental future.
Well, thank you. You have a terrific program, and so I'm glad to be part of it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.